Darren, can you tell us why car companies might be putting so much thought into the sound design of their cars?
Well, I think that there are probably two reasons. One is just from a purely safety point of view. So if you think about sort of how sound operates, there are certain kinds of sounds which have a functional agenda. So, you know, a truck reversing kind of sound or an alarm sound for a car, it tells us something. So we're getting some information from the sound, and there's clearly some kind of a context which we've been trained to understand. But then there's another agenda of sound which is more aesthetic. And, excuse me, while a car goes past. that agenda is more about speaking to things like quality. So these are aesthetic principles which make us feel a particular way about a product. And so there may well be something about the way a car sounds which conveys something about the level of sophistication that may well be there, or the level of sophistication that's implied for someone who might purchase a particular kind of a product. And that aesthetic aspect of sound is something that advertisers have known for a long time, which is why that they'll spend a lot of money on, say, you know, particular kinds of jingles or particular kinds of earcons or sounds that represent their product. And this is an opportunity where we can end up having the best of both worlds. So, A, we're being told something, like a car is approaching, but at the same time, it can be speaking to aspects of the product itself.
Now, switching from aesthetics to functionality, what purpose do car sounds actually have on the roads?
So car sounds, if we're talking about electric cars, there's a safety agenda. The fact that the cars are silent means that there is a concern that people won't know that a car is coming, and therefore it's a dangerous kind of instrument. And so that's the reason why there's now a scramble to design sounds which can have that functional agenda, but at the same time convey an aesthetic agenda.
And how does a sound designer actually go about creating sounds for an electric car?
I think the question would come down to what is trying to be conveyed for the company. Like, what are we trying to say about the product? And it also comes down to the demographic. So, for example, if you're trying to appeal to someone who is over 50, you may well be wanting to draw on, you know, sonic associations they've had with previous vehicles. And that would lead to a particular, like a different kind of a sound design when compared to someone who might be, say, under 20 and doesn't really care about, you know, what a V8 sound sounds like. They might be wanting something that is a little bit more imaginative or futuristic. So there's a whole range of options that are now opening up to sound designers to determine just what kind of aesthetic a particular car should have.
And do you think sound design for electric cars will be an area that will become increasingly attractive for people working in sound design and audio engineering?
I think it will be. And I think what we're finding is there's an interesting kind of a move. And then, you know, the fact that Richard Devine has been employed to design sound design for cars. So, you know, essentially you're having someone who's coming from a creative practice being brought into the sphere that normally would have been, you know, the domain of someone with a far more functional kind of approach. And so I think what car manufacturers are understanding is that this is a space within which exploration can happen, and there's a potential for a level of creative play that speaks above and beyond a functional agenda and to one that is more about the character of the vehicle itself. So I think anyone with a sound design background who understands how sound can convey principles such as, you know, things like quality or, you know, the expense associated with something based on the sound that it's making, it feels like it's a territory that sound designers are going to be quite interested in. And the fact that there is clearly an opening for a level of creative play, given that things haven't been locked down yet, I think that's why this ends up being quite an exciting area for people to jump into.
Now, finally, what's your prediction for what our roads will sound like once most people are driving electric cars?
I think that's a really interesting kind of a question, because we're not just talking about, you know, what the sound of an individual vehicle is and what that's saying about that individual vehicle, but the question is, well, what happens once we have traffic? What happens once you start to mix these kinds of sounds? And who would be regulating that if anyone was to be regulating it? And how loud should they be? All these kinds of questions become quite interesting. And my expectation is that there would probably be different kinds of sounds depending on the situation. And so, you know, if you're driving along at 100 kilometers an hour down a freeway, I would doubt that the car would be making the same sound as it would be making if you're driving down 50 down a side street. And so, but I mean, the nice thing is that we've got the potential to have those different kinds of shelves in the sound design depending on the situation.
Well, Dr. Darren, thank you so much for joining me this morning. It's been a really good chat.
No, pleasure. Thanks very much.
No worries. Thank you again.